So the very first Rashi in Parsha Shmos quotes the Medrash about the descent of the Jewish people to Mitzrayim, the names that feature so prominently. Clearly there's some symbolic reason for the inclusion of the names of the Shvatim. Their names were listed already in Parshas Vayigash. The word Habaim underscores the fact that these names are important because they were descending to Mitzrayim, so these names are not just perfunctory, they're not just functional, but it's part of the descent, Habaim Mitzrayimah. And to all this, the need for the second list, the fact that this list is symbolic, the word Habaim, to all this, the Medrash, which Rashi quotes, speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his affection for us. Well, that's pretty frequent in the Torah. There are repeated counting to show love, affection. But here, it doesn't just say, L'odiyachi basan, afapi shashanan, chazer manan b'misasan, they're counted again. Because Hashem loves us, but now it's quoting Rashi, but Rashi's quoting the Medrash, because we're like stars, and each star has a name. The very, very iconic words of a very well-known Medrash, just to put some perspective, throw some light on it. I spoke earlier this week about Harav Amitai would always speak with us about the difference between stars, individuals, center of the universe, your own planet, your own dreams, your own life, your own power, and names in which you're part of something larger, or you're part of something. Obviously, just holding up these two ideas, these terms, stars versus names, a lot of ideas emerge, a lot of ideas start to distill or to gel. What about the Sfas Emes? Sfas Emes talked about this, I wouldn't say almost every year, but there are about maybe 10 to 15 times he spoke about 10 to 12 times he spoke about the stars and the names. I just want to summarize two of them. Now, you may be accustomed to hearing the shiur with some noise in the background. The shiur on Chassidus I normally give Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning. This week I put myself into voluntary quarantine. I was in contact with someone who was a corona patient. Legally, I wasn't really in that much contact. I didn't really have to go into bidud, but I thought it would be a good idea, being that I'm involved in yeshiva with hundreds of boys, just to be a little extra careful. So I took a test last night. And I'm awaiting the results, and hopefully the results will be negative, and I'll rejoin the yeshiva, of course, under very, very strict guidelines. In any event, that's why it's a little bit quiet while this year is being recorded. I'm recording it from my room at home. Easier to think a little bit. So I'll talk about two things, two general themes that surface throughout almost each year's conversation. Theme number one is the light of stars in a very dark night. Of course, the night being Galus of the night being the world of nature that are not necessarily radiant with Hashem's presence or in an obvious way. And then the second issue of stars is not so much their light-giving capacity, but almost as if they're intermediaries between the upper worlds and the lower worlds in part of this Kabbalistic description of how infinite essence of Hashem trickles down into our world of finitude. So one is a little less Kabbalah, although there's a little bit Kabbalah in the first idea as well. The second one is based on a lot of Kabbalah, which I'll just try to summarize. Okay, the first idea is that the light of the stars accompanies the light of the moon. It creates light during the evening when it's dark. Am Yisrael is descending into Galus. Galus and Chassidus is not just a punishment. Galus and Chassidus is an opportunity. Is an opportunity more or less to spread the essence of Hashem, to collect parts of Hashem's essence that were then spread recognition of Hashem as well as to collect the essence of Hashem that was scattered. So this is our mission. Our mission is to be like stars. The light of the stars / moon is deeper than the light of the sun. The light of the sun is lighter, is more blinding, but the light of the moon is more, we call it luminescent because it comes from the moon, but there's a certain glow to it that creates light even in darkness. The sun only creates light when there's light. The moon can create almost like a spotlight where there's darkness surrounding, but there's a spotlight. So there's a difference. I don't understand the physics between it, but he seems to be speaking about the difference between the reflected light of the moon and the light of the sun. And that's why the names are listed. We're stars with names, because names always represents a mission, as it did throughout Sefer Bereishis, whether it was human beings being given names, new names, for their new missions, Abraham, Yisrael, Sarai, the Sarah, or Malachim given names. And that's why when Yaakov asks the Malach for his name, he's not able to tell him his name in a straightforward manner, because the names are based on the mission. So our names are reflective of the fact that we're sent into galus intentionally to create light, whether it's galus, whether it's the world of Teva, even if it's not geographic, it's trying to create Hashem's presence, even in a world of physical coverings and physical disguises, which Hashem's essence isn't seen as clearly as it would be without these klipos that are spiritual. That's why there's so much attention paid to names, not just in this Rashi, but throughout Shemos. So, for example, Chazal speak about the Jewish people losing their way, wandering religiously, theologically, but still maintaining three elements of national identity: language, dress, and of course, name. So maintaining a name means you maintain your identity even when the surrounding environment threatens it or is hostile towards it. And that's why the names are repeated in Parsha Shemos, because of the exact same names as Vayigash. So the retention of the names reflects the perpetuation or the preservation of their mission. And then when Moshe Rabbeinu was discussing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Sneh, if they ask me what your name is, so they're asking, well, how can you find Hashem in this world? A name for us is a mission. A name for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem is beyond this world, but how can we access Him and recognize Him in this world? And when we say in the davening of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Ushmeinu Karasa Bishmecha, we were called by your name. Our name is Yisrael. So we were called by the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since we bring recognition of Hashem to this world. So we are effectively Hashem's name in this world. And if you're looking for a synopsis about the difference between Hasidus and between non-Hasidus, this is a very good chance to take a sidebar, to take a moment. In non-Hasidus, what does the Shem Hashem mean repeatedly? Torah. Because Torah is the approximation of Hashem in our world. That's how we access HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So several times the word Shem Hashem refers to Torah. But in Hasidus, the Shem Hashem refers to Am Yisrael, because we allow access to Hashem by creating a reflection of His presence, unifying His presence, B'kadosh Shmo, in this world. So we're stars. We create light in Galus / the natural world where Hashem's light isn't as obvious. The naming is important because the name represents mission. The retention of the name is important. And the fact that our name becomes similar to Hashem's name, at least as it's represented in this world. Stars are different than planets. The Avos are planets. Stars are the Shvatim, the Avos past. So their impact changed the world, but they pass in the world. The Shvatim have more of a long-lasting impact because they create Shvatim, not just people, but tribes that people belong to. And he repeatedly quotes his grandfather, the Chiddush Harim, the current tense of Habayim Mitzrayim. They're constantly coming to Mitzrayim. In Hasidus, timelines are blurred. So even though we live out of time with them, it's just a dimension, just like I could get on a plane, not now during COVID, but change my location, I'm in touch with earlier times. So they didn't just model behavior in Galus, they provided vitality, strength. When I'm in Galus, I'm not in Galus now, but when a person lives in Galus or in a state of Galus, they're living or they're being sustained by the experience of the Avos. So I have to shut my phone, because my phone is... They're being sustained by the experience of the Shvatim, excuse me, not the Avos, but the experience of the Shvatim. Let me just make sure it's still recording. Yes, it's still recording. I got a phone call in the middle. So this is the first approach of the Sfas Emes. There's one added element to it. It gets a little bit Api Kabbalah. Then when Hashem creates a name, so your name, my name, let's say is Moshe, there is a higher name that I have in Shemayim, in upper realms, and I'm assisted in my mission by that name. And that Shem HaElyon, whatever my name corresponds to in upper realms, assist me. So if in the first part of this Sfas Emes, my name is a mission, and then my mission is reflected in the name, in this part, he discusses it in Tafresh Lamed Zayin, I'll read it to you. Kol kochav u'malach shenivra al davar miyuchad lasa shlichas habari yisbarach ba'olam. Any angel or star that's created, nikva bo mikodem Shem Elyon, it's first given an upper name. And that upper name allows the star or the malach to cling to upper realms and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that assists in the job. Okay? Umitzat sheish, the chamokei mamish b'isha Yisraeli. Every Jew, sheish shekol achat shem yuchad, we have a special name, shetzarach l'takno. And that name allows us to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when we're in this world. So the name isn't just an email delivering a mission to us. Our name, my name, represents something up here, Kabbalah, in a higher realm that allows me to remain attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though in this realm there's distance between me and Hashem, but that creates a dveikos in Hashem in upper realms that provides assistance and facilitates my mission. So the naming is not just describing metaphorically a mission. The naming is actually tagging a person, a star, an angel, with a higher affiliation or affiliation in a higher realm that assists their project or their mission. Now, the second theme, Tafresh Lamed Ches, Tafresh Mem Vav, primarily, the second theme is that stars, they're obviously part of our world, but they're so far from our world. And we can never hope to even begin to travel to stars. We think of the planets as looming, but at least we have some familiarity with the planets. We're in the same orbit. We're in the same solar system. The stars seem to be part of a different world. Now, not being an expert in Kabbalah, I would imagine that they're not part of Olam HaSalyon. The entire universe is a lower part of the fourth lowest world in Hashem's creation scheme, in this lattice of worlds through which Hashem's essence trickles down. But to us, at least experientially, they seem to be part of other worlds. They seem to be almost go-betweens, bridges between upper worlds and lower worlds. We inhabit the lower worlds. And that's why the name is important, because if you look at Rashi carefully, Rashi speaks about giving names. Now, why is giving names so important? Motzei Misbar Tzva'am, Mona Misbar LaKochavim L'Chulam Shem Masikra. Why is the naming so important? Not just that they have names, but the act of naming. So in the first theme of the Sfas Emes, giving a name was either suggesting a mission or powering a mission by creating an association with an upper tier. In the second approach, the naming is trying to capture something which is infinite and unbounded. There are infinite amount of stars, always stars being created. So by definition, it's impossible for us to give names. And even if the amount of stars were finite, we still couldn't give names because they're so far beyond our ability to conceive names. I guess we could randomize names and just take a whole bunch of letters and create billions and trillions of names. But there's so many stuff. Imagine, for example, if you had to name every grain of sand. That would be literally impossible. Maybe not theoretically impossible, but you just run out of time. Your life would end before you could give every grain of sand a name. Presumably, there are as many stars as there are grains of sand, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates that parity in Sefer Bereishis. So we can't ever imagine clamping finitude, whether it's finitude of possibilities and permutations, the amount of names we can generate, or finitude of resources. We only live X amount of years, we'll run out of time to name the stars. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu can. So in the naming of the unnameable, you have this contrast between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us, and the stars essentially are the bridge. Hashem gives names to stars when they're in our world, even though in Hashem's world they're infinite, and in Hashem's world, there would be no need for names, and it would be infinite. But as far as our experience of the stars is, we see it as infinite, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers names to them, and he converts infinity into finitude. Well, that's exactly what Kabbalah is about. How do you convert HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinity to the finitude we live with? How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu create something from nothing? So the stars are the vehicle, metaphorically, and perhaps not just metaphorically, but actually, whereby HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinity becomes finite. And, of course, Am Yisrael plays that role, because we're the conduit in this world for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence to stream through this world. So by calling the Jewish people stars, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just referring to the Medrash. It's not just referring to Am Yisrael's role to illuminate and to enlighten a dark world. We have a higher, broader Kabbalistic function, similar to stars, regardless of Galus, regardless of Chet, in some ways even regardless of Teva, regardless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's concealed essence in the world of nature. We are stars, and just like stars are the vehicle for the transition from infinity to finity, that's the way they seem to us in heaven. That's the visual effect. Those are the optics. The naming of stars reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu clamping finitude on infinity. Am Yisrael plays that role. And as Am Yisrael's history is beginning, Hashem reminds them that their role is structurally similar to stars in this larger Kabbalistic script.